What's a bear's favorite ice cream?
I don't know.
What?
Strawberry.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
To the woods today, you're sure of a big surprise. If you go down to the woods today, you better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day. The teddy bears have their picnic. Every teddy bear who's been good is sure of a treat today. There's lots of marvelous things to eat and wonderful games to play. Beneath the trees where nobody sees, they'll hide and seek as long as they please, 'cause that's the way the teddy bears have their picnic. Picnic time for teddy bears. The little teddy bears are having a lovely time today. Watch them, catch them unawares, and see them picnic on their holiday. See them gaily gad about. They love to play and shout, they never have any cares. At 6 o'clock, their mommies and daddies will take them home to bed, because they're tired little teddy bears. Safer to stay at home. For every bear that ever there was will gather there together, because today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic. Today's the day the teddy bears have their picnic.
That's Jerry Garcia and David Grisman from there. Not Just for Kids Only. I'm Katie Stone. You're listening to the Children's Hour, and I'm here with a whole lot of great kids online right now. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
And who's with us today?
Hi, it's Amaya.
Hi, it's Kodiak.
Hi, it's Lucas D.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Wayman.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Kybia.
Hi, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Killian.
Well, everyone, I am so excited to be with you today on the Children's Hour because today we're going to learn about one of my favorite types of animals of all. And I say types of animals because there's lots of this animal, lots of different breeds and varieties. I'm talking about bears. I know we have Kodiak here. You're named after a bear. Is that because you love bears?
I think I was named before I really knew if I loved bears or not.
That's fair.
No, it's not fair. It's bear.
Oh! That was good. Is anyone else tied to bears, loves bears, have a relationship with bears? Yeah, Raymond.
A little.
A little? Tell us about it.
I like bears.
I like bears too.
Well, they're definitely my favorite meat eater.
Meat eaters. Well, we're going to learn about that. Like, are bears only meat eaters? Are they even meat eaters? I mean, I think maybe, yeah, they eat fish. Daniel?
I think bears are kind of scary. They live oftentimes kind of close to human settlements, and I feel like that can be a little intimidating.
Yeah, because I think we think of them as these kind of, like, big, untrained, scary, furry, almost like dogs in a way, but they're, like, way bigger, and they have these big snouts and big teeth, and they do roar, which is always a scary thing. Anyone else have a relationship with bears?
I like bears.
You like bears? Tell us about it.
Well, I think they're kind of, like, just big, furry hamsters. And that's why I think they're very cute.
Aww, they are so cute. And so many of us were given teddy bears as little kids, like when we were first born. And I bet a lot of people in our listening audience have teddy bears too. Well, stick with us on the Children's Hour. We're going to meet somebody who has dedicated his life to understanding bears. His name is Dr. Lynn Rogers. He's from the North American Bear Center in Ely, Minnesota. Stick with us. This is the Children's Hour.
He goes wah, 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 waltzing, waltzing with bears. Braggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, wah, waltzing. He can go waltzing with bears. I went to his room in the middle of the night. I crept to his side and I turned on the light. And to my surprise, he was nowhere in sight. 'Cause my Uncle Walter goes waltzing at night. He goes wah, 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 waltzing, waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, 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 waltzing. He can go waltzing, go waltzing with bears. We gave Uncle Walter a new coat to wear, but when he came home, it was covered with hair. And lately I've noticed several new tears. I'm sure Uncle Walter's been waltzing with bears. He goes wah, 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 waltzing, waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, wah, told Uncle Walter that he should be good and do all the things we said that he should. But I know he would rather be off in the woods. I'm afraid we'll lose Uncle Walter for good. He goes wah, 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 waltzing, waltzing with bears. Braggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah, wah, go waltzing with bears. We begged and we pleaded,
oh, please won't you stay
and manage. managed to keep him home for a day. But the bears all barged in and they dragged him away. Now he's dancing with pandas. He won't understand us. The bears all demand at least one dance a day. He goes wah wah wah, waltzing, waltzing with bears. Raggy bears, baggy bears, shaggy bears too. There's nothing on earth Uncle Walter won't do. So he can go waltzing, wah wah wah, waltzing. He can go waltzing with.
That's Bayou Seiko out of Silver City, New Mexico. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and delighted to be with all of you out in listener land and everyone here on Zoom who's on the kids crew. And today we have a very exciting show because we're learning about bears. Our guest is Dr. Lynn Rogers. Dr. Rogers is a biologist, and he studies black bears, and he's known as the Jane Goodall of bears. Welcome to the Children's Hour.
Thanks for having me.
Can you hug bears like Jane Goodall?
I started out afraid of bears. I grew up afraid of them. Everything I heard about them sounded dangerous. But then as I got studying them, eventually I realized they're not as bad as I thought.
Not as scary, huh?
Right. Well, I'd see them acting blustery, like they were going to do something bad, but I never saw them follow through. Maybe they'd lunge at me and slap the ground and blow, and I thought, boy, that looks scary. Does that mean he's warning me that he's going to attack? They never did. So eventually I realized, boy, I might be able to do what Jane Goodall did with chimpanzees. I might be able to walk with bears and really learn about them, because all the stuff I'd done before that was capture them, tranquilize them, put radio collars on them, get up an airplane, put dots on maps, see how they moved around. And I thought I knew a lot about bears. But when I really started learning is when I started to overcome my fear and could learn their language. And I had to adjust my thinking because I still had some fear. And it worked better if I would interpret their behavior in terms of their fear rather than my fear.
How many different types of bears are there, and where do they live around the world?
There's 8 kinds of bears. 3 of them in North America, the polar bear, the brown bear, also called the grizzly bear, and black bears. In Europe, they have brown bears. They're about the same species. And then there's the moon bear in Asia. There's the sun bear down in South America, and sloth bears in Asia.
Which are not related to sloths.
Right, yes, right.
They're a different critter. We certainly have a lot to learn. So do we start with, there's 8 kinds, and they're found really in a lot of parts of the world. And we're going to post a map of that so that you can see where they are. You can find that at childrenshour.org. Look for this episode, Bears.
Is it true that bears like honey, or is that just a big myth?
Yes, I've seen them eat honey, but when they get to a beehive, what they're really after is the young bees, and they'd rather have that with the protein and all than just the sugar in honey.
How do they catch the bees?
They find a beehive, they tear it open. Sometimes they have to use their teeth to get something apart. Sometimes they have to use their lips, but what they often do is just stick their tongue out and they curl the tip down, and that area of the tongue just above the tip, somehow, and I don't know how they do it, but somehow things stick to that. But when you touch the tongue, it's not sticky. There's still some mysteries about bears. Bears have enough fur. Most of the year they have at least 2 inches, and when they really have big fur, it's like 4 or 5 inches deep. So it's hard for the bees to get down, but the bear is trying to get them with its mouth. And they have very short hair on the muzzle, so that's where they would get stung, and on the ears.
Do we consider bees meat? I think so, right? Like, so that's like not necessarily vegetarian.
Well, it depends on the kind of bear. Polar bears eat mostly meat. Black bears eat mostly vegetation, insects. Well, that's a kind of a meat, but... Yeah, but it's berries, nuts are the big favorites.
You talked a little bit about the different types of bears, and there seem to be a huge variety. So what I'm wondering, what is a bear actually? What makes a bear a bear?
Bears are actually in the dog family, but dogs are more group-living animals, where bears are mostly solitary. And they're big, strong animals, all of them, and they're some of the smartest animals on the planet.
You're hearing from one of the world's foremost bear researchers. His name is Dr. Lynn Rogers. He is the founder of the North American Bear Center in Ely, Minnesota, and you're listening to the Children's Hour, where we're learning about bears. This is Lyle Lovett. Right here on the Children's Hour.
Some folks say there ain't no bears in Arkansas. Some folks never seen a bear at all. Some folks say the bears go around eating babies raw. And some folks got a bear across the hall. And some folks say that bears go around smelling bad. And others say that a bear is a honey sweet. And some folks say this bear's the best I ever had. And some folks got a bear beneath their feet. And some folks drive the bears out of the wilderness. Some to see a bear will pay a fee. And me, I just bear up to my bewildered best. And some folks even see the bear in me. Out of the wilderness, some to see a bear would pay a fee. For me, I just bear up to my bewildered best. And some folks even seen the bear in me. So meet a bear and take him on out to lunch with you. Even though your friends may stop and stare, just remember that's a bear there. Bunch with you, and they just don't come no better than a bear. So meet a bear and take him on out to lunch with you, even though your friends may stop and stare. Just remember that's a bear there, and the bunch with you, and they just don't come no better than a bear.
You're listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
Electric Playhouse supports the Children's Hour, now open in Las Vegas, Nevada, inside the Forum Shops at Caesar's Palace. Learn more at electricplayhouse.com. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Experience the magic of New Mexico's many cultural traditions at museums and historic sites statewide. More at nmculture.org/traditions.